Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. You're listening to yours truly, host Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome. And a special welcome to the newcomers. So this is the Secret Vibe Lounge, and Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. It's also short for vibration. And I like to check in first on how is your vibration? So I want you to switch up right now, put your hand on your heart, and simply ask yourself, what do I want? The purpose of which is to have you focus on the good you want to attract in your life and have you not focus on what you do not want, because what you focus on grows. Now, it's that time of year. It's that time of year. We are approaching Valentine's Day. For some people, they're really happy about it. Other people, they just really don't care about it so much. And I suppose also age probably plays a part. As you get older, you think, Valentine's Day, does it really actually mean anything? However, let's be sincere about this. Not everyone is a fan of Valentine's Day. I suppose that is the point that I'm trying to make. You know, some people may say, you know what, it's just all commercialism. Others who are single, they become very much aware that they are single, and it can give them a little bit of the blues. So I'm not sure what category you fall into. However, we have to acknowledge that Valentine's Day is a significant day of the year. So why does Valentine's Day sometimes put some people in the blues? Well, it kind of taps into people's insecurities, doesn't it? You know, their vulnerabilities, their fears of being single. Still, another February the 14th has come around and they are still single. Or maybe they're in a relationship in which they're not happy. And it's really kind of that time where it highlights the disconnect that they have between them and their partner, and, you know, perhaps they've not had their needs met. And sometimes it can just feel really like nothing at all, especially for those individuals who they know their partner's not really into it, and what they expect from their partner, they do not receive. And I'm talking about those red roses. Okay, now those red roses aren't gonna, you know, serve as a band-aid. However, it kind of makes a woman feel good when she receives red roses. Ladies, I know that you're with me on that one. At least the majority of you are. So the idea of Valentine's Day, it may be greater in your mind than in reality. You're bombarded by marketing everywhere. You're bombarded by Valerie A. Campbell talking about it on this show. You know, friends and family. Oh, gosh, let's talk about family. Asking, have you met that special someone yet? How comes a beautiful, intelligent woman like you is not married? Yes, you see it on social media, on Facebook. People bragging about what they received from their partner over the season. In fact, I remember once being at the gym and this guy telling me that he wanted to break up with his then girlfriend before Valentine's Day. So that's how much of a significance Valentine's Day has. And that's why I really want to kind of talk about it today. So, are we going to have a ruined day because your partner completely forgot about it? Are you going to have expectations let down? You know, you're let down of those expectations? Or are you just going to be really cool about it? Yeah. How are you going to actually deal with those disappointments? Well, if you're single and you're feeling really low about your relationship status, let's see if we can reframe those negative thoughts. And I really want to just remind you that being single doesn't define your self-worth, right? It really doesn't. It's a time for you to actually explore yourself. So you can take time to make this particular significant day in the year fun. Make it fun. What about chilling with your girlfriends? Okay. Now, I know that may sound like a Lonely Hearts column, but listen, we're talking about reframing things here. Okay. And I'm saying this with sincerity. Reframing things. Okay. Look at Valentine's Day from a different perspective. Valentine's is not just about, you know, having the man of your life. It really is. And I really sincerely believe this. It first stems with self-love. This is an opportunity that you can actually pour on yourself, love. So why not have that day with your girlfriends? Why not have, you know, a little party at home with your girls and have events, just do things like watch a movie or indulge in your, you know, your best dessert, even if that is, you know, dipping into a tub of your favorite ice cream. You know, surround yourself essentially with people that you love, you know, who give you that sense of belonging and who's going to combat if you have that feeling of isolation and just feeling lonely. It's really important to set realistic expectations before the holiday. So how are you going to pamper yourself? How are you going to pamper yourself? Well, there are many ways that you can do that. So what I propose is, why don't you take yourself to a nice sauna, a nice steam, a nice massage. You know, you can get those Groupon vouchers and you can do that, because that's all what self-love is about. It's about indulging yourself, really, really indulging yourself. So I want to say to those ladies as well, you know, for those ladies who are hoping that he'll surprise you and roll out the red carpet. I mean, I'm talking about those women that are in relationships, you know, and especially if you know that he's a person who doesn't plan things. And you don't want to set yourself up for a disappointment because you know what he's like and you wish that he would think of things spontaneously or have the foresight to know, well, it's going to be Valentine's Day next week. I hope that he's planning a romantic and then you're just there waiting, knowing what his character is like. And when he doesn't meet it, you know, you feel really sad. So what can you do in a situation like this? Maybe you could give him a little hint and allow him to be creative, you know, kind of like, you know, Valentine's Day next week. Maybe you could just drop a little hint, maybe. Might be nice to go out for dinner or something like that. And then allow him to take the time to kind of create something out of what you've said. Maybe that little jolt might help. Especially if you know exactly what it is that's going to make your day. You can just be a little bit straightforward, maybe. You know? Now, Valentine's Day, I was talking about reframing your thoughts. So think of this day as a reminder to, again, and I always harp on about it in my shows, practicing appreciation and gratitude. You know, again, if you're in a relationship, you can speak your partner's love language, the way in which he or she, you know, is most welcoming of love. Because showing appreciation of your partner or yourself doesn't mean that you have to take yourself off to a fancy restaurant, you know? It could be just a simple card. It could be a card to yourself. You see, not just your partner. Write in maybe 10 or 20 things that you love most about him or that you most love about yourself. When's the last time you actually sat down and did that? Yeah? So it doesn't have to be about expensive jewelry and, you know, a dozen red roses. It can just be quality time. Quality time with him or quality time with yourself. So that would be a great exercise, or treating yourself to a beautiful massage at a massage parlor. So I know that people say Valentine's, it should be like this every day. Every day you should express love. But this is a day where it's kind of like it's in your face, right? So it's a day where usually a person makes the other person a priority for the day. And all I'm saying here is make yourself a priority if you don't have a partner. It's a reminder, as far as I'm concerned, to make yourself a priority and to really indulge in self-care. Yeah? If you want red roses or you want, those chocolates, why not buy them for yourself? What's wrong with that? So let's think of just some really cool ways. So, you know, I like to always talk about the vibe. And it's very much about vibration. So when you love yourself, what does it mean? The word tells us that we have to love ourselves. And you know, I'll always go back to the word. And I think that when you can really have an image of yourself in your own mind, it's the most powerful thing that you can ever do. Like when you get to that point where you actually love yourself, you love the person that you've become, I think it's a really important time where you can take the time to self-reflect. Because you don't necessarily have to have a significant other to be powerful in your own person. Because it's in doing that that you will eventually attract the right person in your life. Yeah, remember? You attract not what you want, but you attract who you are. And so that's why I'm emphasizing the fact that you can take time to just pour love on yourself. It's a good time for introspection. It's a good time for self-reflection. And the love that you're going to receive is a direct correlation to the love that you have of yourself. So take that time, okay? Take that time to exercise self-love. And one of the ways that you really want to do that is using affirmations. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am attracting the best love in my life. What affirmations can you use that suits you? When you can sit down and think about how you want to feel in a relationship, you can create affirmations out of that. Positive affirmations that make you feel amazing. And remember, when you say your affirmations, you have to embody the feeling of it so that you can project that vibe. And remember, the universe says your wish is my command and will give you more reason to feel that way by you then attracting the perfect person in your life. So let's change that perception of Valentine's Day. Let's reframe your mind. Yes, you are single. And I'm talking to single ladies right now. And just because you're not in a relationship doesn't mean that it will be like that forever. Okay? So it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's a moment of celebration. And one that I would have to say is often overlooked. Because when you aren't in the relationship, you have time to be you. You have time to focus on you. You have time to develop you. You have time to be excited and overjoyed at who you are becoming without the distractions. But when you're in a relationship, that changes, doesn't it? You have to take the focus off yourself, and now it's we. So take advantage of your time of being single. Embrace it. Embrace these moments and just use it as a time to be comfortable with yourself. Because think about it, if you're not comfortable with yourself, how is another person going to be comfortable with you? Yeah, it's going to make you so much more appealing. So start to look at yourself, compliment yourself, and you'll find that others will do that too. Now, what about your friends that I mentioned? There isn't just one kind of love, right? You've got your girlfriends. You've got your friends that you adore. Okay, so you've got the non-romantic ones as well. So don't forget these precious friendships. It might be at that time where you've been so busy in life, and now it's a time where you can actually reach out to somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time. Reach out to that person. That person might be abroad. And just reach out and say, you know what? Still love you, girl. Still love you, guy. Yeah? And just use it as a time to really connect. Now, another way is to enjoy that single moment, that single day, that single awareness day. Let's call it another day. Is to reflect on what you've learned from each relationship. You know, recently I had a bit of a Barney with a friend of mine. When I say a bit of a Barney, that means that we had a little bit of an argument. And I did an exercise and I hadn't spoken to the person for a little while. And I wrote down a list of all the things that I loved about this person. And within, I would have to say, half an hour of writing that list, I received a text message from that person. After not speaking, you know, not because we were hostile to each other or anything, just kind of like in a different energetic space. And we reconnected. So don't take this thing as like, oh my gosh, this is just like some spooky stuff. It isn't. This stuff works, right? Okay, so this is the exercise. I want you to write down what you've learned from your relationships. Write it down. I want you to write down what you've loved about individuals that you've come across in your relationships, whether it's romantic or non-romantic, and focus on the good. Because like I said initially with this show, what you focus on, you attract. Because every relationship that you have, romantic, non-romantic, is going to teach you about who you are, about who you are, how you react to stuff. It's going to show you the lessons that you need to learn. The people around you are mirrors to yourself. How much have you actually grown? And you can use that to develop yourself, to make yourself better and more well-grounded, a more well-rounded individual. So no matter what each connection with someone else teaches us, there is something that we can learn, something that we can like, and something that we can appreciate by looking at these different aspects of who we are in relation to that person. What else? Spend time with your friends and your family. You know, people that you love. Physical time. And have the support and the love of family of those who you find absolutely irreplaceable in your life. Don't take these connections for granted. I mean, this person could be your mother, right? How often do you take your mother for granted, who carried you for 9 months, birthed you? And sometimes, you know, she'll call you, and sometimes you may think that sometimes you hear her too much. It's your mom, right? Take the time to give the love. Give the 13 or the 12 roses to that person. Just say, I appreciate you. What you give, you receive, right? Giving and receiving are the same thing. because we are one. And, well, you know what I feel about the pampering, right? Do some yoga, do some Pilates, you know, that's my thing. Do something different. Go to the gym. Enjoy yourself. Wear something that makes you feel absolutely fabulous. Are you a person that likes to dress? Well, dress without giving a damn about who's looking at you, who's going to validate you, who's... Just give up all of that noise in your head, okay? Wear something that makes you just feel so good that it actually turns heads. You know what? Because you are a badass. So, you can do that by yourself, or you can do that with a good, very good friend, right? It's all about empowering yourself. Now, what else can you do? What about just wrapping up, you know, with a little blanket, maybe a tub of ice cream, not a pity tub of ice cream, and just watching a really beautiful Netflix movie. There was one that I watched the other day. Ooh, what was it called? Oh, it's escaped my mind. It was about these two sisters that are witches. You might recognize it. Two sisters that are witches, good witches. And they've got two girls that they're raising. Oh, what's it called? It'll come back to me. And it was a love story. And it made me kind of feel all, you know, gooey inside. Really, really lovely movie. Some of you may recognize it. If you do, put it into the put it in the feedback page. But yes, just find something that makes you laugh, something that's, you know, comedy, love story, or something that, oh, I tell you, the other kind of movies that I love are Indian movies with the ones with the subtitles. Oh my gosh, those. Amazing. When you watch Indian movies, amazing love stories. It's just fantastic. So pass the love forward, you know, pass it on, pay it forward. You know, it is the holiday of love. So if you want to do something that's just a blessing to someone else, just do it. Do a random act of kindness for someone. That always makes you feel really good inside. And, you know, what type of relationship do you want? When was the last time you just sat down and really wrote a beautiful description of the type of man, or, you know, if there's a guy listening to this show, because I usually talk to the ladies, you know, make it descriptive. What kind of person do you want in your life? You know, I'm talking about superficial things. I want him to be rich and wealthy, six-pack abs, all of that kind of nonsense. No. How do you want to feel? Okay, how do you want to, you know, what will this person value? What are their values? No doubt it will be like what you value, right? Is it family? Is it how they live life? What is it? What's their financial values? What's their, you know, do they love kids? Just have fun and just splurge on it. Okay, just envision the type of life that you would like to have. Again, you know, I'm a law of attraction girl. What is it that you want? Take time to write that in a journal. In fact, you ought to have a journal. I have a gratitude journal, and the other day I went through the pages and I was like, wow. Let me tell you, I was shocked at some of the stuff that I'd written that has actually come to pass. And reading that, I was like, wow, this stuff really works. Absolutely amazing. Get a gratitude journal and write down every day, especially before you go to bed. At least five, well, I did five things, but keep it measurable for yourself, okay? If it's two or three things that you absolutely love about that day, about the day that you've had, what you're absolutely appreciative and grateful about. And that will always fill you up with feelings of love because you're focusing on something that you're entirely grateful for. And I'm not just talking about things that you that happened the day, but you can also write about being grateful for what you are anticipating. So you may say something like, I am so happy and grateful now that, speak about it in the present, now that the man of my life is in my life, is in my reality. I am so happy and grateful now that, yeah? Document it by putting it in your journal. So that's a really, really important thing to do. So all in all, look, treat yourself. Love yourself. It all comes back around to that. You are someone special. And the first person that needs to make you feel special is yourself. Okay? So indulge. Indulge, treat yourself. Massage, pamper. You know, take yourself out. Watch a movie, or if it's indoors with that little tub of ice cream, spend time with friends, your loved ones. Hone in on people that you haven't spoken to for a long time that you absolutely love but have got caught up in the workspace that you haven't been able to do it. There's so much that you can do. Make it a day of love that's significant to you in a way that's unique to you because you've chosen for it to be that way. So on that note, I can only say happy Valentine's. Make it an absolutely beautiful Valentine's Day. I hope that this has helped you reframe things in your mind. Now, for those ladies, I would like to say to you that I have done a second edition of my book, She's Got That Vibe, and it's available on Amazon. Okay, She's Got That Vibe, it's available on Amazon. I have elaborated a bit more on the law of attraction. And so I'd really love for you to go and get your copy right now. Okay, go to Amazon and click the link and get your copy now. It's a fantastic read and it really will set you up. Single ladies or ladies that are in a relationship right now, it really will set you up and square your mindset and get you prepared for the ideal man to walk into your life. But like I said, it always begins with self-love. Loving yourself so the universe sees you, really sees you in your full energy and gives you energy that is complementary to the energy that you are projecting. So stay in love. Stay in love with yourself first. And then you will attract the man of your dreams.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.